All right, guys, what up? This is a new episode of Mark My Words with your host, Nelson. I'm sorry that I've been gone for a couple of weeks now since I recorded my last episode. It's because I've been really busy. It's gotten really hectic. And also, I decided to change the name Mark My Words instead of the Nelson Podcast because I think Mark My Words sounds more creative. And also, where the name comes from is because, you know, for those who know me, I am a huge diehard fan of the Dallas Cowboys, and I used to be one of those gullible, delusional fans into thinking that they were going to win the Super Bowl every year. So this was one of my catchphrases that I would say, the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, mark my words. But so I decided to name the name Mark My Words on my podcast through that. So let's get to it. So what's been going on this weekend? Man, it's a lot been going on. Like the NBA playoffs have been going on. A boxing event happened between Floyd Money Mayweather against YouTube sensation, social media personality Logan Paul. So let's just start off with the NBA. So right now on the playoffs, so far the first round has officially been over on both sides of the conference. So on the West, the Utah Jazz defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 4-1. And then the LA Clippers just yesterday defeated the Dallas Mavericks. And now they're going against, on the conference semifinals, is going to be the Utah Jazz versus the LA Clippers, which is going to be a very interesting matchup right there. Two of the best teams in the West. And then on the other one is going to be the Denver Nuggets defeated the Portland Trail Blazers in 4-2. And last but not least, which was a huge stunner, that the Phoenix Suns has defeated the reigning defending NBA champions, which are the Los Angeles Lakers, which, man, wow. Let me get started with that. I mean, the Lakers have really been plagued by injuries this year, especially with Anthony Davis being gone for half the season. He hasn't really been healthy. And then same thing with LeBron James. Like, especially with those two guys healthy, the Lakers, I would say, are the best team in the NBA. I mean, especially in the Western Finals, or at least a top five team in the NBA. So now, with the Lakers gone, so the Phoenix are going to go up against the Denver Nuggets for the conference semifinals. And then on the Eastern Conference, the Philadelphia 76ers have defeated the Washington Wizards on 4-1. And the New York Knicks lost to the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to be honest, I was really rooting for the New York Knicks because, you know, I believe that it would be good for the NBA if the New York Knicks are relevant. Because one, of course, it's New York, which is the biggest market in sports. And also, they play in the world's most famous arena, which is Madison Square Garden. So, and they're also the most valuable sports, I mean, the most valuable basketball team according to Forbes list. I forgot how much they're worth. They're probably like $3 billion. I'm not sure exactly. But, man, that boy Trae Young is just too cold, man. Or Ice Trae, man. I was really rooting for the Knicks. And then, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks have swept the Miami Heat in 4. And last but not least, the Brooklyn Nets have defeated the Boston Celtics in 4-1. So on the conference semifinals is going to be the 76ers against the Hawks, which already the Hawks are, they already won their game yesterday from 107 to 1. They beat them. No, take that back. 128 to 124, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check that. Let me see. Vamos a ver. Let me see where you at. I know I saw that yesterday. Let me see. Yeah, 128 to 124. There you go, man. And then Trae Young scored 35 points and 10 assists. That kid is a star. And then, Brooklyn Nets have defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 115 to 107. Look, the Brooklyn Nets, I would say, are the best team in the NBA. When you got three of the best offensive players of all time with James Harden, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, man, there's no way you can stop those three guys. The only way to beat them is to score more points, even though they don't play defense. But those guys score points. And don't get me wrong, the Milwaukee Bucks are nothing to sneeze on. But with the Greek Freaks, the reigning two-time MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, I don't know how you say his last. I'm just going to go with Giannis. And then, of course, he has a better surrounding cast now than he had last year with Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday. But, man, they ain't no KD, and they're no KD or Kyrie or James Harden. But I do believe that this game is going to go to seven games. I'm hoping that the Bucks win in seven games. I believe in Giannis. And then the big surprise was the Hawks beat the 76ers, because the 76ers, man, they have great talent with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And then they added shooters with Seth Curry and Danny Green. So that team is good on paper. Like, that team is definitely like one of the top teams in the East. But I guess the Hawks ain't nothing to sneeze at either, man. But there's still a long way to go. So we'll see what's going to happen. And then on the West, the Clippers have finally defeated the Dallas Mavericks. Man, Kawhi Leonard really showed up. Like, he is definitely one of the clutchest players in NBA playoffs. But like I said, the Mavericks, all they need is to get Luka Doncic up. Luka Doncic is a superstar. That dude has arrived. He is the best young player in the world right now. Like, other than like under 25, the dude is a beast. But he has no help. I mean, yeah, he has Kristaps Porzingis, but that dude, come on, man, that dude is supposed to be his sidekick, but that dude ain't doing anything. No está haciendo mierda. And he's just so frustrating. He's so frustrating. Like, he says he's 7'3". Yeah, he can shoot the ball. But come on, get your ass in the damn rim, man. And start defending, too. Like, come on, man. Help your boy Luka. Man, Mark Cuban needs to, if he really wants to win a championship. Because, look, ever since they won the championship, it's been already 10 years since they won the championship. And they have not made it past the first round in the past 10 years. They've been eliminated 6 times already. And 4 times they've been eliminated. They haven't even made the playoffs. So come on. Don't make the same mistake like you did with Dirk Nowitzki. Help Luka. Get him help. And then for the Clippers, man, I'm hoping probably this is their year to at least make it to the Western Conference Final, because never in franchise history the LA Clippers have made it to a Western Conference Final. So to me, I would consider it a success if they make it at least to the Western Conference Final. Because all I got to say is, if they don't make it to the Western Final, Kawhi Leonard is gone. It's gone. Se va pa fuera. Because don't get me wrong, Paul George is a great player, but you got to remember, the Clippers did everything for Kawhi. They did everything for Kawhi, because Kawhi Leonard wanted to come to it, but he wanted the Clippers to get Paul George, and they gave up, like, they literally mortgaged their future. They gave up, like, 6 first-round picks for Paul George, so they both better step up and go make it at least to the Western Final. And then on the Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns, this is also going to be a good matchup. I got the Suns in 7 games because, the Nuggets have a great team, but Jokic is definitely going to win the MVP. The dude is a beast. But the thing is, he doesn't have Jamal Murray, and he needs Jamal Murray to make it further in the playoffs. But the Suns, they got Devin Booker. Oh, my God. Devin Booker, to me, reminds me of Kobe Bryant. That dude got Kobe Bryant mentality. That dude plays like Kobe Bryant. He reminds me of a young Kobe Bryant. And then he also has one of the greatest floor generals of all time, which is Chris Paul, future Hall of Famer. The dude, every team he goes to, he always makes them better. That's a true definition of a great leader to me. Like first he went to New Orleans Hornets, and he made them a playoff team. Then he went to the LA Clippers, made them a playoff team. Went to the Rockets, made it to the Western Finals. I believe if he didn't got hurt, I would say they would win a championship, but sadly he got hurt. Then he went to the Oklahoma City Thunder last year. He took him to the playoffs, and then this year again, he made the Phoenix Suns the number 2 seed. So I'd say I got the Suns, because they have a way better team than Denver right now. And now to the next one is going to be on the boxing fight between Floyd Money Mayweather and YouTube sensation Logan Paul. Let me get started with the card. So it started off with Chad Ochocinco, or Chad Johnson, whatever you want to call him. He went up against a guy named Brian Maxwell, who is a guy from Miami that he is a MMA fighter and bare knuckle boxing boxer. So he was 0-3 in bare knuckle boxing, and he's like 2-3 in MMA right now. So, but I would say like Chad Johnson actually surprised me. Like, he had great footwork. Yeah, his punches were a little bit like, how you say, like, unorthodox. But like his he had great movement around the ring, great movement. He was like making the other guy miss. And but I was like, man, this guy looks pretty good for a non-boxer, even though he did got dropped in the fourth round, because it was 4 rounds and 2 minutes in each round. And that was a pretty good fight, you know. I was actually happy about that. It was like, I mean, that was good. And then, oh man, that, I'll be honest with you, man, that Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul, that one really bored me to death. I was like, ah, come on, this is probably like one of the most awkward fights I've seen. Like, I was like, oh my god. I was like, I was watching the fight for free, and I was like, man, I want my money back, and I didn't even pay for this. But yeah, like I mean, I knew that Floyd Mayweather really wasn't gonna try, because I mean, I believe he would have knocked him out if he really wanted to, but he was just trying to make, you know, como se dice, make people's money's worth, because at the end of the day, this was just an exhibition. It wasn't really an actual fight. And then, come on, we all know that Logan Paul's not really an actual boxer. I mean, I'll give him that he's taking it serious enough, but personally, at first, I would say that I did have a bit of a big problem with the YouTube boxing. And I'm not saying that I kind of do a little bit, but I will say this with both Jake and Logan Paul is that I respect their hustle. Like, I respect that they're making a way to make a lot of money. So that's something that I cannot, like, how do you say, disrespect. I mean, eso, like, respect, because I mean, you sometimes if there's ways you can make money, like, it doesn't matter, I can respect that. Like, those guys, yeah, they might be, how do you say, like, annoying or whatever, and they're kind of like disrespecting the sport or whatever, but I would say that they're doing, because at the end of the day, this is entertainment. And I think I would say what they're doing, it can help motivate a lot of boxers to start, like, being more entertaining, like, know how to sell fights, like, and I think that's what they're doing. Because, for example, like one thing that I did, that Jake Paul did earn a little bit of my respect on what he said about the, especially right now going on in the UFC, because the problem is that a lot of the people that fight in the UFC are so underpaid. They don't make enough money, especially due to the fact that they put their bodies on the line when they comes to the, you know, when they get inside the octagon. Like, for example, like what happened to Chris Weidman the other day, he broke his leg, and he probably didn't make that much money. I would say, like, I really don't know how, I know that they don't make a lot of money. And the thing is, let's just say they make probably, like, I don't know, 500K. But the thing is, they're not going to walk out with 500K. They're going to, like, have to pay pay taxes, obviously. And then they got to pay their team. So they most likely going to have to walk out with, like, around, maybe, like, 300-something, maybe. Who depends on, like, how much they got to pay their team. So, yeah, and he said that pay the man. Like, when he said about that fight between John Jones and the heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou, says, man, give them their $15 million, give them their $10 million, give them their, or $20 million. I say, give it to them. Like, why? Because out of all the sports, I would say MMA is probably the most underpaid, and it makes millions and millions of dollars. It's like box office. Like, the UFC has really grown, especially this past decade alone. So I believe that UFC fighters deserve better pay, especially that they can't get enough sponsors due to the fact that he took those away when he signed that Reebok deal. Now they're with Venom or something like that. So I can respect that, but I do still want Jake Paul to get knocked out by Tyron Woodley, though, because I'm like, come on, man, like, leave this to the real fighters, you know. I do believe that Tyron Woodley's gonna do a better job than Ben Askren. I'm like, I can't believe I actually have faith in Ben Askren. Even though, look, I'm going to be honest, I don't know much about him, but all I knew about him that he was a terrible, terrible boxer. He has terrible boxing skills. He's like known for being a wrestler. He's like a straight-up grappler. So, I mean, I'm hoping. But then Floyd Mayweather said that he offered to train Tyron Woodley. So, I'm hoping that he can, like, the dude, he takes that training seriously so he can beat this fucker. Porque esto está la mal con este cabrón. But like I said, I do respect his hustle. Like, I'm making money, man. I probably might start considering doing something like that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Pero, yeah, like, the fight itself between Floyd and Logan, yeah, it was horrible. Like, but then again, like, I don't blame Floyd. That dude took, like, $115 million and Logan probably took, like, I think, 18 to 20 million. So I was like, and I can't believe a lot of people actually bought that shit. I'm like, damn. But yeah, so this is it on a new episode of Mark My Words. I promise you that I'm gonna try to make more episodes more frequently. It's just that, you know, like, sometimes life happens, you know, work can happen, and then, or your family. But don't worry, I will make more episodes coming next week. All right, have a good one, guys.